Let's talk to Fran out there in Baltimore. Good morning, Fran. How are you doing, young lady?
Oh, good morning, Alan. I really tried not to call.
Why?
I tell you, when I'm listening to how many people did not show up, you know, and I thought to myself, you know, when I first started listening to you, mm-hmm. I had this image of you hunter guys, and I thought, you know, men are not what they used to be, like my father's generation and all. And I said, where are the men in America? They don't seem to fight for nothing anymore. And other than the military guys, you know. And I said, well, these hunter guys, I bet, you know, they're survivors. They provide for their families. They protect their families. And I'm going to tell you, you gave them a word today. I'm going to give them another word. Comes from my childhood. Scaredy cats.
Good one.
You know your enemies are looking at you like you're scaredy cat.
Oh, I don't want to go to I don't want to go to no gun rally because they write down my license number. They know everybody who's going to be there.
Here's what I'm thinking. Maybe some people are afraid. You know, I go down to court to testify. They got my name. If you're a registered hunter, they already have your name.
They got your name.
They know who you are. They know where you are. They know why you are. If you got registered guns, they know what you have and those you don't.
Frank, baby, you said it right, friend.
You know, they know what you buy. You're on camera. They're looking at your email. Let me tell you something. They already know who you are. And they are coming after everything you've got. Let me tell you something. When grown men let other grown men decide to tell them what they can and cannot do, we've lost it. I'm telling you, hunters out there, if you don't want to come down for the Sunday hunting, there's a whole lot of other things you can come down and fight for that has to do with the outdoors. I can't believe you guys. You know, listen, I expected so much more. I thought you guys were fighters. You know, you guys in my mind was the Daniel Boone, the Rambo. You know what I'm saying? You don't let other men shut you down like that. They are going to shut you down. I don't know, 90,000 of you, whatever, they know where every one of you are. So what's to be scared to go in court? And like I said one time before, if you have to go to work and you can't go to court, send your wife, send your mama, send your sister, send your daughter. They can represent you down there. It's numbers. Numbers is what we're looking for. And they sit there on that panel, and they sit there, and they got that attitude because, hey, three people showed up. They're scared of us. I'm so disappointed.
Fran?
Yes.
Do I have your permission to lift that little quote that you just ran through there and play that again sometime?
Do whatever you want.
I would love to be able to do that. I'd love to be able to isolate that little part of your speech and play that from time to time.
They already know where they are. They know who you are. You know what I'm saying? Oh.
Look.
I'm sorry.
Don't you dare apologize. Don't you dare apologize. You did exactly what you needed to do and said exactly what you needed to say and exactly what they needed to hear. Thank you.
All right.
I'm in your debt.
No.
All right, friend.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That didn't come from my mouth, ladies and gentlemen. That came from a resident of Baltimore City, a female. How do you feel now, you big old hunters out there?